As promised, it's time for conversation number two here this morning. Let me introduce you to a couple people I just met, but I'll bet you a lot of Tomahawk knows Jim and Diane Alber. They are here with us this morning for this conversation. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right. Very nice to meet both of you here this morning. And we're going to, boy, I feel really blessed to be part of two really, really special conversations here this morning, because the first one I thought was very special. This one's going to be right up there at the top of that special list as well. Kelly's Farm to Table is a new endeavor that's happening right here in our Tomahawk area. And let's face it, we have a lot of good places to eat here. I'll bet you this one's going to go right on that list. Kelly's Farm to Table. First of all, who wants to, who's going to do most of the talk? Okay, Jim's saying Diane. Okay, Diane.
I'll try.
Okay, that's okay. We may shed a few tears in here before 10 o'clock, and that is okay. That's just fine. So, Diane, tell us, Kelly's Farm to Table, what is this new endeavor that you're undertaking?
Well, the creation of Kelly's Farm to Table was inspired by the memory of our daughter, Kelly, who we lost about 5 years ago. She touched people's hearts.
One sec, Jim, I'm going to have you just slide that microphone up a little bit. It's hitting your T-shirt. Yeah. There we go. Okay, Diane, yeah. I'm sorry.
You know, she touched people's hearts with her love, tenderness, and her gentle spirit. And we want to continue her legacy of greeting everyone with her love and gentle spirit in an atmosphere that has always been reflective of Kelly's desire to make the world a better place. And we just want to honor her by sharing what we have, and Kelly would want that.
Kelly was developmentally disabled. She passed away at the age of 35, 36?
Yes, 36.
Way too young. What was life like day-to-day with Kelly? What was it like having Kelly around the house?
Well, she was just a sweetheart. And every day she would say something that would surprise us.
Yeah.
And laugh. And she was so giving and loving. I mean, every day was just a new day for her. She would wake up in the morning happy, ready to start the day. In fact, she would always say that as soon as the sun would come up in the morning, and some days very early, especially in the summer, she'd say, "I'm ready for the day."
Huh.
And so,
you know what? A lot of us don't say that often enough, I don't think. And it was no problem for her. Just do it every day.
Yeah,
huh?
She appreciated everything. She appreciated life.
There's some life lessons there, right there. And so I hope everybody listening really heard that and so and understands what that means. What was some of her favorite things to do? What made her really laugh and smile? And what really got her going? What was she really into?
Go ahead. I was just going to say one of her favorite things was playing the Wii game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like the Wii bowling and stuff.
Yes. Video.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
The boxing and all that. Yeah, and it was good entertainment. Besides that, though, it would get her to move around more.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What did you want?
And Kelly really loved, she really understood sound. So she was really good at the piano.
Okay.
Made sound. You know, I made noise. Oh. She made sound.
She loved music. Yeah.
So
when it comes to eating, what were some of her favorite things to eat? Because I would assume that with a restaurant kind of a theme here, that part of this tribute must be some of Kelly's favorite things going to be on the menu, maybe?
Well, she was tended to be a little bit finicky.
Oh.
Actually.
Yeah, but she loved pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet corn on the cob.
Yeah, love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really just a lot of different things, but raised cabbage, baked
beef.
She loved a lot of different things.
Okay. So Kelly's Farm to Table, where's that concept coming from? Are you all out on the farm? So you're on a farm.
Yes. We don't have animals right now.
Okay.
We got rid of our cattle about 5 years ago when I had all my back trouble and a lot of trouble. We're in the country and we have a really pretty place. And a year ago, not this past winter, but the one before, I built the big brick oven.
Okay.
So that was the start of this thing, of the brick oven part of it.
Okay.
And, you know, we've made some good pizza, and that's our intent, is to focus on that.
It sounds like there's an outfit out by Atten's that does this an awful lot, like on Friday and Saturdays. Come out to the farm and have some brick oven pizza, and they have a good time with that. Have you been out there? Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes. Okay. We've been there a number of times. We know Tony Scholes, and, you know, they've done a really good job of getting that thing going.
Yeah.
And what we found is, excuse me, we're about 50 miles from the next venue. Zoromsky's is at Ringle. There's a place down around Edgar someplace. Stony Acres, et cetera. And so we're going to try it. We're going to fit into that in some way.
Well, I tell you what, last time I was out at Stony Acres, I said to myself, I wish we could have something like this around Tomahawk so we didn't have to drive so far. Mm-hmm. So now here we are.
Yeah, so we're trying to get replicate that in some ways, but have our own...
Your own twist.
Our own twist on it, and always provide a nice atmosphere for people to come and gather and socialize and have good food in the process.
So what's the experience going to be like? We get out to Kelly's farm to table on an evening. We're going to have some good pizza. What's the experience like once they pull in? Take us through the experience.
Sure. Well, we have 11 picnic tables in the yard area.
Okay.
We have seating for about 52 on the deck. We have tables with umbrellas. We have seating inside for about 30 people. If it's a rainy day, we anticipate that things get real slow if it's a rainy day. But what our main focus is to be an event place. You know, we'd like to focus on events because, you know, there are only the two of us to do the work, and we're always hoping that we run into somebody who shares the dream. That's our focus for the discussion, is to, you know, invite people for the open house this coming Saturday from 1 to 3 to see the place, get to know where we are and what we've got to offer.
So get-togethers, family reunions, birthday parties, anniversary parties, graduation reunion, bridal showers, baby, all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how many people can you accommodate out there at one time?
Well, it depends on the weather.
Okay.
You know, for the weather,
if it's going to be inside or outside, right?
Yeah. If it's inside, you know, if it's rain, that's the only thing we can guarantee. Then we can handle about 30 people inside for capacity.
Okay.
However that looks. And we do have a full liquor license. We have beer, wine, and liquor. We have a bar in the lower level, so we're fully equipped, and we have a kitchen, lower level kitchen, that's all licensed and so forth, and so we're kind of ready to go.
So really, this is something we created out of our home, essentially.
Opening up your home to the public.
We built a big deck on three sides of the house so that Kelly could ride her tricycle on the deck.
Okay.
We didn't quite get that far. But we had turned our deck into open to the public, two sides of the house. It fits a number of umbrella tables. The view is fantastic from up there. And I imagine people would feel really, they'd have a good experience there. And but we would explore a large tent out there if necessary. You know, if we had a, fairly decent event planned for someone, we would probably investigate a tent affair so that we wouldn't be.
So you'd figure out a way to accommodate the group that wants to come out there and spend some time.
Yes.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to the menu itself, wood-fired pizza, doesn't get any better. You got a secret dough? Recipe that you want to share with me right now, or maybe after the show?
We won't share.
It's through trial and error.
Yeah, yeah.
I did come up with something I think works pretty well.
Okay.
So it's different. I'll say it's herbal.
Okay.
For one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Put herbs in it.
What happens with a real brick oven is it's a pretty serious animal.
It's hot.
So we try to maintain it at about 700, 750 degrees for floor temperature.
Yep.
you know, the 1,000 degree, I can make it 1,000 degrees, and I can, you can't even cook it with
right.
that.
Yeah.
So we've figured this out because we've been at this for about a year.
Yeah.
Getting it moving forward. And we did a couple of events last fall. That was our start, our getting into it. So, you know, we're getting there. And I think one of the things that we want to put out there is we're hoping we can run into someone who shares the passion for cooking.
Okay.
Because we know that we'll run into a wall pretty fast. We've had really good fortune with a couple of friends who've... one is Chris Kapiski, who had the Silver Birch, if I can throw her name out there.
Oh, absolutely. You can mention Chris anytime.
Yeah. And she's helped us with, you know, getting things moving forward. We have another good friend, Brenda. Brenda Marks, who's a good friend and a good coach. So we did a really good job of setting the bar up.
We needed lots of advice.
Yeah, you know, we don't claim to have all the answers for sure. So we're you know, it's a place worth looking at is what we'd say.
The best part, I think, what creates a kind of a community when it comes to outdoor pizza oven cooking nowadays, it's becoming very, very popular. It's becoming a thing. There are stores that are catering to folks that mm-hmm. Like to do this. There are places that cater to the amount of the ingredients that we all need to put our favorite pizzas together. And so I think that's half the fun of it, is doing the experimentation. Well, this crust mm-hmm. didn't work. These did yep. too many times. You learn a lot when you mm-hmm. get into this outdoor mm-hmm. pizza cooking, and you get to the essence of what pizza is really supposed to be. Really, really good crust. Limited toppings, but the focus is usually on the crust.
Mm-hmm. And I think my crust has held up pretty well to the brick oven.
Really?
I've heard people yeah. say that it doesn't, you know, if you eat a slice a little later, you're not trying to get through something hard. It still remains, you know, it has a crisp, but yet tender.
Crispy, but so, pillowy soft
so
on
there
the inside.
You are.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
I met Diane when she was working at Mass General Hospital in Boston, and I worked all over the East Coast, so yeah. we got used to that East Coast
yeah.
brick oven. Most of those are coal-fired,
yeah.
and so that's what we're trying to duplicate.
Got it. Yeah. And so I'm sure the menu is going to be fantastic out there, and again, open house is coming up on Saturday from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. What can people expect at the open house on Saturday?
Well, we're going to, you know, we'll be experimenting with our parking, but it's just a matter of having folks be able to come, take a look. We'll have our bar will be open, and we'll have be able to show off our menu, and we're not going to be serving, you know, as per se, but we'll be there to show them what we're able to do.
Kind of a dry run. This is yeah. Kelly's Farm to Table. This is what we can offer. Come on out, everybody. Check us out. Yeah. Have something good to eat. Have a nice conversation, nice drink, and let's sit down and have a nice time.
That's kind
and
of it.
And in terms of the menu, we are open to suggestions because we don't want to say that every event should have pizza. There are other things that maybe we could consider doing as well.
Yep.
Pulled pork, maybe shredded beef, you know, different sandwich ideas.
And Diane's really good at her baked beans, braised cabbage. You know, we have a package of things, potato salad that we can present, not at the open house, but we can demonstrate to the public what we're able to provide.
Good deal. And then this is probably going to be a summertime-only endeavor going forward, or going to figure out a way to do this year-round?
We think spring, summer, fall.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. You know, we may do some kind of something that has to do with sheep's head or cribbage. Or, you know, play with those kind of things
sure.
in the winter, but not as a full-time, everyday thing.
So if you want to think about Kelly's Farm to Table, think of it as a nice place to come and hang out for a little while, get some fresh air, see some nice scenery, and eat some good food.
Yep, we hope to do some good music and make it a really entertaining place.
We're exploring a little wagon ride through part of the place.
Yeah.
We have a nice route. We call it the Circle. It goes down the old cow lane through woods, back up through a field, and to the house again.
I think a lot of folks in town here, just understanding the backstory of your family and what you've been through, I think that people are going to just want to get out there and want to contribute to this one way or the other. And who doesn't like eating good pizza? Yeah. Well, everybody loves good pizza.
Yeah. We'd love to meet everyone.
And the farm has been in my family since 1917. And that's what we're intent on keeping it that way. As I get my strength back, which is happening,
good,
then we'll get some animals back. We'll play with that end of things.
And where's it located? I haven't asked that yet.
So if people can get to the PCA Mill, 86 West,
sure,
County Trunk E, like Echo, goes south 2 miles. And then there's the old Falsher School on the corner.
Yep.
County Trunk O, like Oscar, starts there. You turn to the right, goes west exactly 1 mile, and we're the very first side road you can take to the south, which is the left, and we're a quarter mile south on Alber Road. We pronounce our name Alber.
Alber, okay.
Alber Road. And then we're at the first place on the right, a quarter mile south. So it's pretty easy to get to us.
86 to E to O.
Correct. And Albert Road.
Open house, 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock this Saturday. I hope we're going to hear more about Kelly's Farm to Table as this summer goes by. And if there's anything that we can help you do to tell the folks about what you got going on out there, please come back and let us know, okay? But I wish you a lot of luck out there for everybody that can get out there. 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock, it's Kelly's Farm to Table with the Albers. Here this morning, it's a tribute to their daughter, Kelly. You two did fantastic here today.
I think your business
is going to do fantastic, too. You got a great community behind you, too, and I'm sure you already know that.
We know that, for sure.
We appreciate Tomahawk all the time. It's a great community.
And we appreciate you, too, for being here. Good. And much success, and maybe see you Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Those are the Albers with Kelly's Farm to Table. Check out that open house this Saturday from 1 till 3.